Blog Talk Radio.
How my heart remembers to keep on.
Greetings and blessings and greatness. I'm calling in from Sankofa Infinity Ministries by way of talking about transcending Sankofa. I am your host, Yahshua Elohim, and it is February the 10th, 2016. It is almost 7 o'clock, 5 minutes after seven this evening, and I am really excited about this show. I wanted to open up this show for phone calls because usually on my Sunday shows I do not take calls because the call is short. Therefore, my questions and answering process would be limited. And I didn't want that. So I am opening up the floor, and here I am. Do I have any announcements? No, I don't have any announcements other than, hey, I'll be here Sunday once again doing the same thing, broadcasting, sending out the message, riding the wave. The wave of the frequency, high frequency, and doing my thing and looking forward to it. So if you feel like it, come out again. Come out and listen to me again Sunday. I should be on somewhere between 11 and 12:30. So once again, I am grateful for my archive listeners and all of those listeners who listen to me. I'm just grateful. That's all I can say about that, is that I'm just grateful. What I find interesting about this is that I am really, really, I love and I enjoy broadcasting. Have I always known that? No. I've always known that I wanted to speak. I always known that I was a good speaker, or an inspirational speaker, public speaker, whatever you want to call me. However, don't call me a motivational speaker, because I am not. I'm not here to motivate you. I'm here to inspire you and to move you into another direction that enhances the quality of your life. And when I speak of your life, I'm talking about your spiritual life. So I'm all about cultivating one's spirituality and helping, assisting the soul to move forward and press upward into the light of all that is and all that will ever be. But as I was saying, I never thought about broadcasting, but I am coming to a point in my life where I enjoy broadcasting. I enjoy sitting behind the mic, and it doesn't matter if I'm broadcasting or I'm doing webinars or workshops or what have you, or even a conference for that matter. It does not matter. I just like the idea of sitting in front of the net and speaking out into the waves of that net. It's almost like you're sitting in front of an ocean and you're speaking out into the waves of that ocean. And each wave has a different vibration. It has a different frequency. You know, it has a different rhythm. It corresponds to you in a different way. It has a mind of its own. And, you know, I basically think my mind into that all. And it's just a great feeling. It is really, really a great feeling. As a inspirational coach or inspirational speaker, inspirational writer, you have to understand that I am always in the presence of inspiration. I'm always in the presence of Spirit. I'm always in the presence of spirit simply because I know that I'm here to cultivate and elevate and expand my consciousness so that my spirit can soar I know this thing. And everywhere I go and everything that I do, I'm in the spirit of doing it. And the spirit is into me doing it. And even though I may be interacting with other people, other spaces, places, and times, there's an interaction that goes on between me and the spirit. You can call it the universe. You can call it whatever you want, stuff. You can call it whatever you want to. But there's a divine cooperation, divine communication line between me and all that is. And it is, what is so fascinating about it is that it's connected to everything. You hear people say, and I have said myself, all is one. But to really be in the light of that, and to see the connection of that, the synchronicity of how you can move from your home, go out into the public, and everything that you said or did or was thinking in your home is outside. It comes to you. It's almost like a musical, some kind of a musical play going on of some sort. And you're in the play, but there are cues like piano notes that are played that correlate to the thoughts and the ideas that you have within your home, or that you have within prayer, that you have within contemplation. I just find it absolutely so amazing. I was sitting down with a dear friend of mine the other day, and we were having lunch. And I looked at him, and I said to him, there's an aspect of me that is within you. And there's an aspect of you inside of me. And that is what is corresponding and communicating with one another. I used to say, and then I'll get back to what I was going to say. I used to say, and I still believe it. I still know it to be true. I as a living being expressing the feminine energy, because you look at me, I am woman, but that masculine also have the masculine energy working within me. So you have both energies working within you. So when I communicate with most of my male friends, it's not so much of the masculine energy that I'm communicating with. It's the feminine energy that I communicate with, expressing itself as a masculine being. I find it absolutely amazing. But anyway, I would say that all the time, and the guys would get frazzled by that because, you know, for one, they were not, you know, well, some people are not quite comfortable in their own skin. So when things are expressed to them or to us that might not be in alignment with what we have been taught, or what we believe to be true, it really does something to us. It's almost like a scratch in the record, you know, of our own chords, of our own alignment. So, you know, you get kind of touchy feely about those things. But nevertheless, me and a friend of mine, we were sitting down having lunch, and I said, you know, the middle view. Me, and that is how we're corresponding and communicating with one another. Although we're communicating with females, there's going on behind, and there's a bigger something else going on behind the scenes. And it's in the space. You can't, you cannot put your finger on it. You can't pin it down and say, is this all that infinite space that is at work? But nevertheless, he and I was, and I look around and I notice there's a woman, two women sitting at another table. So I'm looking at them and I'm looking at the woman's attire. She has on a black sweater, black turtleneck sweater, same as I do. So there's another communication line opening up. She, as well, is another aspect of who I am. And the woman that she was sitting with is another aspect of who I am. Same with my friend. This is why we come together in one space and place, in time. And then we go our separate ways. But this is what I said to him as well. I said, you know, we are all connected to one another. And one thing about the infinite intelligence, it loves to build up things, although it is already whole, complete, and perfect. It loves to bring itself together and collapse, just fragment itself all over again into itty-bitty pieces. And we are those itty-bitty pieces, yet we are still connected to one another. And I found that to be absolutely mind-blowing. It was blowing my mind because you can't make it up. I can't make that up. I can't make that up. I can't even think that up. Something has to think that through me. Something would have to think that through me in order for me to come into that revelation. That was a revelation to me. And I'll say something else about another experience that I had. I had someone to read my chart one day. And this guy, he said to me, he said, you're going to come into a new revelation of love. I said, a new revelation of love? What does that mean? And even if as I sit here today, even as he tried to tell me, I still did not get it. It still did not register within my being. It still did not resonate. But I tell you what, when I began to experience that revelation of love, I knew exactly what it was talking about, but I had to have that experience. It had to be solidified and made concrete in my being. And what he was saying to me is that I just love everyone. I love everyone I come in contact with. I treat them as if they're the most important in the world. I honor them. I namaste them. That's what he, and for me, I love the public. I am not one to be hunkered down, one individual. I'm not saying let me make this straight and clear here. I'm not saying that I'm incapable of being with one individual. I'm definitely capable of being with one individual, and I am. I'm saying that my love that I have is for the people. I care, and I have much compassion for the person that I'm with. It's a different, or I would just have to say this, it's a different kind of love. It's a different kind of love. Now, I don't know how true the story is, but I'm gonna tell you the story. The story between Yeshua and Mary Magdalene. Now, from what I have gathered in my readings is that here's a man who was also fully developed and in the spirit at all times. He was a divine, he knew he was a divine being. And that's what makes that is what people try to separate themselves from. But he was saying, I am a divine being and you are too. But nevertheless, let me go on about this story about him and Mary Magdalene. He was madly in love with this woman. And if I'm not mistaken, I think there was a child that came about in that marriage. And if I'm not mistaken, again, the Da Vinci Code spoke of that story. It was something that was hidden because, you know, we, even as spiritual beings, for some reason, there's this warped idea that we are not sexual beings, or we do not supposed to be attracted and to be loving towards another. I don't know. It's just, you know, and once again, that's that transcending that Sankofa, because that's a root. That's in the root chakra. That's in the, you know, the sacral, the second chakra, and it deals with your identification, how you identify yourself as a sexual being and how comfortable you are with that. But your root chakra is the database in which you were raised up out of. So there you have your beliefs, all your beliefs, your tribal ideas, things that people told you about the people outside the world, in the world, and things that were told to you about you. And that's basically how most people make their decisions, based out of those two chakras. But he was in love with this woman. And because he was, even though he was in love with this woman and he cared for her, he had compassion for her, he was still for the people. I don't know if, and I tell you, it had to be something to understand with Mary Magdalene. Either I can see her completely admiring the fact, the spirit of this man called Yeshua loving a people so deeply, loving them so deeply. He did not judge them. He did not cast stones on them. None of that. But I have to say this. The people that Yeshua was really, really focused on and wanted to assist and aid in their spiritual cultivation were the people who were downtrodden, the people who were brokenhearted, and the people who were held captive within their own minds. That's what he was doing. And he was anointed. He was anointed to set the captive free, heal the brokenhearted, open the gates of the prison. He was anointed to do that. But there was an act that was in love, a woman. It was kind of like, I kind of like have that thing going on. I kind of like have that going on. And I have to say, it's not something that I woke up and said that I wanted to do or I wanted to be. It's not something that I can easily grasp at times, because, you know, love is a powerful thing. It's a power, very emotion. And it will make you, you know, if you're not centered, and if your dominant intention is not in the alignment of the non-physical aspect of who you are, which is the greatest and highest part of you, then you can be shaken. You can be shaken, and the balance of it would be an imbalance. You wouldn't know how to balance, but you would have to be with someone who can come into the same alignment, or who already has that alignment. And, you know, it's almost like the Oprah and Stedman relationship. I admire that relationship very much so. I admire it, really. But, that is something that a lot of people, and this is one of the reasons why people try to shun away from cultivating their spirituality or grooming or growing into the soulish or the soul aspect of who they are, is because when they do take that path of light, things do change. I'm not going to say that things don't change. And I'll say this, things don't change, but you change. And because you change, everything outside of you changes. You know, all the way down to the food you eat. You know, everything is altered, begins to become altered, and moved forward towards the alignment or the frequency of, you know, your soul's purpose. And that is the truth. That is a truth. So why people are not wanting to cultivate their spirituality is because they haven't come to a place where they want to know. And that's what it boils down to, because that's how I came into it. That first question, who am I? What am I doing here? These questions right here, these are questions that only the soul could answer, render a answer to. No one can give you an answer to these questions. And based on the faculty of Tahuti, you know, your ability to know anything is unlimited. Just because you cannot formulate or verbalize the thing that needs to be spoken, it does not mean that you don't know. Sometimes you know what you don't know, and sometimes you don't know what you know. That's a client of mine said that to me today. She said, "You know more than you think you know." And it was a very profound statement. I said, "Yeah, you're absolutely right. I don't claim to know all things. Don't want to know all things. My body cannot hold that amount of energy." For that amount of information, it can't happen. It's not going to happen. But I do know the things in which I need to know when I need to know them. And sometimes, you know, you can find yourself sitting among friends, family, or even foes, enemies. Enemies are nothing more than teachers. Everything is by divine design. Everything happens for a reason. This is why they say in the Christian, the King James Version, everything works together for the good of them who love the Lord and who are called according to his purpose. Everybody is called, and everybody love. Everybody loves the Lord. I mean, it's impossible not to. Who said that? I think it was Apostle Paul. He said, no, I think it was King David. I'm paraphrasing. He was like, if I go here, you're there. And if I go over there, you're over there. There's no place you can go or I can be, and the all is not in that space. There's no place. No, absolutely no place. I can go a base, or I can go high, I can go low, I can go wide. I can go, there's no place. This is one of the reasons, and now I'm kind of like getting off track. Well, I'm just letting the energy run however it needs to run. Most people shun away the responsibility of cultivating their spirituality. And I have to say this, there's no responsibility in cultivating your team. I think as you become more and more aware, become more involved in the cultivating of your spirituality. But because we're all on a spiritual path, you're always cultivating your spirituality. You're always developing and unfolding into soul. Always. Always. And there's no way around it. Your choice. And it doesn't matter what kind of choice you make, because you never get it wrong, you never get it right. It just is. It just is. And it's an immutable thing. There's nothing to compel. There's nothing to compel. It is what it is. Just speak and let it be. Just speak and let it be. So that... that is great. I enjoy the journey. I enjoy the soul journey. And every day I have to really, really look around and just be more and more grateful. And that is the space in which I strive to live in. It's a space of gratitude. A space of gratitude. No matter what is going on in my life, no matter what someone does to me, and I'll give you an example. It just happened to me recently. I have this tendency, and I think it's probably from, it's just the way I think. Oh, it's just the way I think about my surroundings. But my car doors were unlocked one night, and someone took the liberty to go into my car. They took my GPS, and they took some items that I had purchased at the store. And when I became aware of it, there was a shock there, but it didn't stay long, because I realized in that moment that everything is ordered and it is by divine design. And that situation right there was designed for me to once again exercise my divinity and my sovereignty as a divine being. It was designed for me to do that. Now, I could have easily became victimized and overpowered by this situation, thinking about it, afraid, all of these things. I could have done, there are so many other directions I could have taken, but I made a choice to stay in the alignment of my divinity. I choose to stay on the path of the light. I made a choice to stay on that path. And because I made a choice, whatever was created, there was no attachment to it. There was no attachment, therefore there was nothing for it. There was nothing to be breeded, such as anger, malice, revenge. None of that. I detached myself from the whole situation and stepped into a higher light that showed me the whole picture. And had not that happened, I probably would have been on the street somewhere stranded because my car was in need of service, and I did not know. But because that situation happened, it set things in motion. And I wind up having a starter, getting a starter replaced in my car. Get it? So now I have a starter. You know when I had that starter put in my car? That starter was placed in my car on the 5th, going into the new moon. See? A new start, new way of being. That's just the bottom line. That was the bottom line. A new start, new way of being. And, I was grateful. Very, very grateful for that situation. And it's always good to have moments to jolt you and test you in such a way that it gives you an opportunity, it allots you an opportunity to apply that which you have been meditating on, praying about, or contemplating, that in which you have been doing your inner work on. Inner work is in the mind. It's in the mind. It's all in the mind. And it's a good thing. It's a great day. And I feel good. As you know, I always have Just Breathe by Layla Hathaway. I love Layla Hathaway. I love her music. I enjoy listening to her music. And she has a beautiful, beautiful voice to me. But you know, what amazes me about this song is that it never gets old to me. It's always something. Every time I listen to it, it's always something different. It becomes crystal clear to me. And the clarity is unlimited. It becomes crystal clear to me. This song, Breathe. There's another song that her father and Roberta Flack did. I'm not really sure. I'm not really sure about that, but I'll say this. The remake of this song that I'm getting ready to speak upon was done by Beyonce and Luther Vandross. The closer I get to you, you know, as you become more and more and mostly more in alignment with your higher being, your higher self, when you listen to music, it will, for me, and if it resonates, take it. If it doesn't, discard it. When you listen to music, particularly ballads, you listen to them and it feels as if either the all, the mind of the all, spirit, whatever cadre of spirits, being light beings, or speaking to you or singing to you, or feels as if your being, your soul self, is sending off that love to the all. And then there's a correspondence, and then you have the rhythm there and all that. The principles of the universe, they all work together as a unit. There's not one, you know, there's not one thing that just works by itself. Everything works interdependently upon each other. It cannot, and that is what makes up the whole. That is what makes up the whole. The whole is made up of parts, yet the part is just a part. But the coming together of all parts, and this is, I'm going back to the conversation that me and my friend was having, the coming together of all parts, all people, in one space and place and time, creates a whole. And in that space of the whole, things are being projected, things are being spoken, the energy is communicating, everybody's energy is communicating with each other. Although we are verbally talking to the person that is in front of us, there's an aspect of us that is actually telepathically communicating with the whole of space. And we all for whatever reason of the all, we all decided to meet at that place at that time so that we can come together. And it's just amazing. It's amazing to me. I'm just, what? You know, some things just leave you speechless. Some things you try to bring understanding to, because they're not identifying things we have. It brings an understanding. It brings an understanding. But you cannot identify it until you have the experience itself. And I'm a firm believer. Not believer. I am a firm knower of that. I am a firm knower of that. I say belief. Belief is fickle. It's fickle, it's wishy-washy, and it can move at any given time. You can believe this one day, and you can believe something else another day. And whatever you believed yesterday is no longer true. So, you know, and it's, but one thing that I have come to realize and recognize in my soul journey, my spiritual journey, is that you know truth, because truth doesn't change and it expands. It's always expanding, but the center is always in the same place. It just expands outward, upward. Just like everything begins and ends with you. That's truth. Everything begins and ends with you. Everything begins and ends with you, because we are creators and we create our reality. We create our reality. So I'm going to, I didn't have any callers, but that's okay. I was able to speak at least 45 minutes. Well, no, not 45 minutes, but a little bit longer than I usually speak. This show was scheduled for an hour to be on the air, and normally I just speak 30 minutes, you know. And before I did the upgrade, I said to myself, how am I gonna, you know, what am I gonna be talking about? It ain't me that talketh, it is that which talketh through me. And whatever that is, it is unlimited. It is unlimited. It's a stream of living water. And it just comes forth and it does its thing. And I allow it. I let it. I let it because it is good and it feels good to me. So maybe that's some advice that archive listeners or anyone who is listening can take and reminisce on, you know. It's not I that liveth, but it is that which liveth within me that causes me to move about. And in that is where I live, move, and have my being. I'm always in the presence of the all, and the all is always in the presence of me. And, you know, it has taken up its abode within me, and I have taken up my abode within it. And we are one. We are one. We are one being, yet we are many. Yet we have many members. Yet we have many members. We are one. I speak from the collective beings of the Elohims. And that has been, it has been an honor for me to do. And I look forward to doing it even more, to doing it even more, and perhaps doing readings on the show. But before I go, I will say that if anyone wants to get in contact with me, you can always reach me at Sankofa Infinity Ministries at 347-559-4421. If I do not pick up, please do leave me a message. You can catch me on Facebook. You can catch me on Twitter. That always tickles me when I say that, Twitter. You can catch me on, or just email me. I am Sankofa9 at gmail.com. I am Sankofa9 at gmail.com. You can always get in contact with me. I'm always open. For conversation in regards to spiritual growth. And spiritual growth is all the time. We are spiritually growing all the time. So I will leave on that note. It has been a great show for me. I look forward to doing this Sunday. I look forward to doing this next Wednesday. And perhaps I have some more shows lined up for the week. But for now, I have what I have, and I ask that you all take part and participate. Come and contribute if you can. And that will be it for me. Until then, I say namaste. I say stay focused, stay in the light, and keep it real, because you are the creator of your reality.
Still to be told, just breathe. clear.